Bernie's on the line. Hello, Bernie.
Hello.
Welcome to the Naked Scientists.
Oh, thank you. I've heard stories about outfalls of power stations at the sea getting sort of colonies of fish that wouldn't normally be in the area.
Yeah.
I suppose this is likely because the warmer water, but so maybe it's just a story, but are there certain breeds of fish that would prefer to go to a nuclear power station than a normal one?
The water coming out of a nuclear power station should be identical to that coming out of a
normal power station
because the radiator, I mean, there's really close.
It's nice warm water,
things.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I've Bradwell-on-Sea, where the power station used to be, a nuclear power station there, it's now shut down. I used to sail there. And the water was gorgeous. In fact, we used to take when we were teaching children to sail, we used to get them sailing inside this baffle wall where the water coming out of the power station would come out because it was so warm. If you fell in, it didn't matter. It was like a bath. But Dave, I guess what Bernie's saying is, are there other species of fish that might be there or in greater profusion because of the conditions created by the warm water?
Definitely because of the conditions. I mean, I think up near Hinkley Point, they've found fish which you normally find in the Mediterranean there because the water never gets very cold, so they can survive the winter.
And also, I suppose you're going to have other kinds of things and organisms growing which might provide more food for the fish, so you're going to attract more fish.
Yeah, different fish and different other aquatic species.
So I guess that's a yes then, Bernie.
Yes. Could have done with a nuclear power station where I used to teach sailing in Peterborough as well when.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter.
Can't have everything. But look, thanks for your call,
never
Bernie.
Mind.
Great having you on the Naked Scientists. Thank
Bye.
You.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. It's a huge privilege for us to have you supporting this programme, and we really do appreciate it. Also, thank you to our wonderful production team here at The Naked Scientists. That's Ben Valsler, Mira Senthilingam, Diana O'Carroll and Petro Minch. We couldn't do it without you. Next time, we'll be bringing you all of the best science stories from the BA Festival of Science, which this year is happening in York. But do please keep sending in your science questions, or even if you just want to say hi, we love hearing from you. The email address is chris@nakedscientists.com. For more science in the meantime, give the Nature podcast a listen to. We make that. It's at nature.com/nature/podcast. And do drop by our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum if you fancy talking science with people from quite literally all over the earth. Once again, thank you very much for listening. And until next week, goodbye.